Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ooh, boy.
Does it.
It's a Tuesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. It's actually a reaction Tuesday, and boy, will we be reacting to what was, I mean, what is the descriptive word that we use here, John Lopez? You're the word, man. Like, what is the descriptor that you use when you're talking about this super late Monday night game in which the Texans lose 27-19, a score that just does not feel like it tells the story of this game, fall to 2-4. Embarrassing is clearly a word that you would throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
What other words would you throw in here?
Well, three words immediately jumped
into mind as soon as you asked that question. Number one was regression. Number two was hot, because I'm hot.
Okay.
Because I am just hot. And number three was waste. You're wasting a potentially generational defense. You're wasting it.
Whew,
okay. Flat out, you're wasting it. That if you can't win that game last night with the defense putting together maybe its best, all things considered, overall performance of the season, that's a waste. You're wasting this season, Texans. We got 4 hours to talk, and like I said, I'm hot, and I'm frustrated, and I think there are so many levels to this. But let's just put it where it is. This was a let's go back to what we thought this season would be, you know, with the offense and the new offensive coordinator who went to John Carroll, by the way, and the new pass game coordinator who went to John Carroll, by the way, and of course the director of pro scouting and all the players that they were bringing in. By the way, he went to John Carroll and the
pretty
offense
good school, huh?
And the general manager and the general manager making all these decisions, who, by the way, went to John Carroll University. You were wasting it. Let's go back to what we thought this team would be. It's a waste with this generational defense. With this generational defense, four turnovers, Reggie. Three turnover margin, you know, over the Seattle Seahawks. You scored a touchdown defensively. You stopped everything they were doing.
That was the touchdown they scored.
That was the only touchdown you scored. The word of the day is waste. You're wasting this season because of decisions made by the institution. That institution's name is Nick Caserio. By the way, went to John Carroll University and Patriots.
Tell me how you really feel. Do you want to get into that portion of this?
No.
Honestly, no.
Yeah, that's your. Hey, we might as well get into it now, man. Like, that's your main takeaway, I can tell.
All right, you're in the loop.
No, we can go talk about the takeaways of the game. We'll do that later, maybe.
Nah, let's talk about Nick Caserio right now.
Get involved with the program. 713-572.
I told you I was hot. Sorry. I told you I was hot.
It just came spewing out of you.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, all right. How do we describe this game?
This brother over here naming scouts.
And I'll set it up. he's gone into the masthead of what the
not
organization
just scouts,
is.
Director of pro scouting. You know how you find guys like Cam Robinson and Trent Brown and Christian Kirk.
Well,
and Laken Tomlinson.
Yeah.
And just go down the list. That's the director of pro scouting who went to John Carroll University, by the way, and has a Patriots background. Not just a scout, the director of pro scouting.
You really, this is heavy on your heart.
Because you're telling me
Nick Caserio got to go.
No, I'm telling you Nick Caserio is the problem. All right? Nick Caserio is the one. If you have to go down to one thing, he's the problem. Because you're telling me with a quarterback like C.J. Stroud, by all accounts, a franchise quarterback, a defense that is already was playing good in D'Amico's first year, you know, was playing very good and became very, very good last year. You're telling me for a team like that in the NFL that has solid ownership and everything else, that when you're making changes on the offense, you need a new offensive line coach, right? Well, let's get the guy that was an assistant, who was a Patriots guy, by the way. Let's get the guy who was an assistant to the guy we fired, all right? Let's get him. You got to get an offensive coordinator. Hey, you know what? Nick Caley was a student assistant at John Carroll University. He was a student assistant at John Carroll University, and he coached it at New England. Let's name that guy. Yeah, but he's never called a play in his life. That's all right. That's cool. Let's do that. Oh, we need some veterans to bring in. You know, we lost Diggs. We need some help on the offensive line. Moved on from Laremy Tunsil. Let's ask our director of pro scouting about some of these guys we can bring in. Hey, how do you like the offensive line? They're scrappy. Come on, man. Nick Caserio is the problem. He's the problem.
You know what's sick? I mean, you're not wrong. Like, there's clearly institutional issues that showed up in a big way in this game, right? Nick Caserio is the top of the institution. That's how these things roll, right? Like, the whole the buck stops here, that absolutely is there. He ain't the only one. Like, there was all the way around. Yesterday, we called this the test of the season.
Yeah.
And when it came down to the test of the season, first and foremost, very bad performance. But it wasn't just not knowing the material. They also don't have test-taking skills, right? Like, they didn't even come with the, when I don't know, I answer C. Yeah. Or, well, let me mark off some of the answers off of the test that I know are wrong, yeah. Right? And the reason I can say that, again, 713-572-4610, a way to get involved with the program. Let us know your frustrations, as apparently that's how we're just going to do this. The way that I know that they don't even have the test-taking skills that were necessary in this very clear fail, mm-hmm. in the past fail of the test. Why are you going back to things that we know don't work?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you.
Why? And are we going back to things that don't work?
Yeah.
All right. So, because I'm just frustration. What are your frustrations? 713-572-4610. Because, I mean, look, there's a ton of frustrations in Texas land. So let's just kind of have a therapy session of sorts and get it all out on the table. And that's what I think this 4 hours will be to some degree. The first thing that made me go, huh, was, hey, man. Why in the actual bleep,
yeah.
is there a left guard rotation series to series?
Tomlinson.
It literally was Lakin Tomlinson, who wears 75, gets the odd numbered series. Juice Scruggs, who wears 70, gets the even number series.
I hope that's true.
I know it's true because I was watching it as the first
That would
first
be
game.
Awesome.
I was
odds
watching
and
it.
Evens. Six, no, no. 7. We can do the 6-7 thing.
Quite literally.
6-7. Yeah.
Quite literally. I was watching it as was happening in the first few series, and then I was using it as my backdrop when I was like, wait, which series
that's
is this?
So awesome.
Oh, yeah,
that's
no.
True.
Juice Scruggs is in there. Boom, there he is.
That's like, so awesome.
How in the actual hell?
Did Juice not win the job?
Apparently not.
Man.
Yeah.
But how does that happen?
But wait, there's more. You know, you were talking about when they ran out of plays, right? What was their passing game for a whole series there? Throw it deep this way. Throw it deep that way. Cross your fingers. Throw it deep this way. If only we had, you know, a pass game coordinator. Oh, yeah, they hired Jerry Saplinski this year. He's a John Carroll guy, by the way, and a Patriots guy. He's got the double whammy working. How about this? Jalen Noel, we might need to get him some more touches.
I was going
to
get there because
start Braxton Berrios, who was drafted by the Patriots, by the way, and seems to be, I don't know, a New England type guy. I'll put it that way. A New England type guy. Let's start him. Oh, you know what? Let's go ahead and let him return punts too.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Going to the changes that they've gone back to, mm-hmm. right, in this game. Before I even move off of the offensive line,
yeah.
when you had Lakin Tomlinson in, it was very clear that they were just going to run behind him. In fact, your inability to pick up a fourth down there later in the game, you run two plays immediately behind Lakin Tomlinson where you get absolutely no push. In fact, speaking of mm-hmm. things that you know don't work, they started off early in this game running where? Right into the teeth of that defensive line, right in the middle, and they got no push. How about going back in this way when it comes to things that you know don't work? All of a sudden, Braxton Berrios the returner again?
He's a New England type guy. Right. I don't know. It just strikes me that way.
Hey, maybe that was his job before he got hurt.
Oh, yeah. He was drafted by New England.
He's been healthy and active.
Yeah.
Right. You started putting Jalen Knoll in the game, giving him some opportunity. And then all of a sudden, Jalen Knoll don't get no burn. Like, how does that work?
So back to the first point, why I'm mentioning these things, because it is an institutional problem, and the institution is Nick Caserio. You're telling me of all the resumes and recommendations that you received to fix this offense, Reggie, we got to fix this offense. We got a franchise quarterback. We got a hell of a defense. We got to fix this offense. You're telling me of all the stacks and stacks of resumes and recommendations that you got. John Carroll, Patriots, Berrios, Cam Robinson, Trent Brown, Laken Tomlinson. You're telling me that they just happen to be the best options?
Hey, it worked in New England.
Yeah, yeah. You're telling me that this was just a coinky dink? That D'Amico Ryans, I hired him? You're telling me D'Amico Ryans hired Nick Kelly? That's what you're trying to tell me.
I mean, he wants to take the heat for it, and so he can get the heat. The whole organization gets the heat for this, though, because, I mean, if you hire Nick Kelly, whether it's Casario's input, whether it's D'Amico Ryans' hire, it's clear that, like, this, he's out of his depths. I think we can get into that in a deeper level. But if you're going to do that, right, and if you know that you want to play complimentary football, you want to be able to run the football, you got to have talent, man. You got to be able to make, get push on the offensive line. And admittedly, this is one of the tougher teams to go up and try and get push on. But you've either got to know that, like, know your personnel and operate accordingly.
Yeah.
Or you've got to know that if you're going to be this stubborn in the way that you want to handle this, and on the front end, make sure that your talent is capable of handling this. And they, in fact, Nick Caserio chuckled when, the implication that maybe they did not acquire a good enough talent, or they did not go about, assembling this offensive line in the right way in the offseason. And the point has been proven that unless you're playing against bad teams who are beaten, bruised, or just not competent, this offensive line is not sufficient for what you're trying to do.
Well, let's go through all of them. Let's go through the three biggest issues of – let's just talk about last night's game and where the real issues stem from. Absolutely, horrifically bad, embarrassing play calling. That was about as bad – a called game offensively as you have ever seen, as I have ever seen. That was the we can go into the details, and we will as the show progresses, with the fourth downs and the runs and the throwing the ball down deep. And, Dalton Schultz has caught a couple. Let's just keep throwing it to him, which, by the way, that worked. But absolutely embarrassing play calling. Who's the offensive coordinator? Nick Kelly. John Carroll guy, by the way, also has some New England ties. Horrible offensive line. Can we agree on that? It's a horrible offensive line.
I think we got the word on the offensive line.
You know what one of the funny things is, though, statistically speaking? When you look at this week 7 and pressure on – now, of course, C.J. Stroud ended up throwing – or like dropping back like 49 times in this game, which never is what you want to do. I mean, regardless, in this modern NFL. He was pressured in like the 20s.
Yeah.
He wasn't near the most highly pressured, but the types of pressures were grueling. The types of pressures absolutely blew up plays. And C.J. Stroud's, like, just happy feet and seemingly, like, his just clock was just way, way early. All of those things put you in a place where you couldn't execute football.
Yeah, so absolutely embarrassing play calling. Nick Kelly, that points to Nick Caserio. Horrible offensive line. Cole Popovich, Patriots guy, assistant. That points to Nick Caserio. Now let's talk about the perplexing personnel decisions that we've talked about here, whether it's Berrios or Cam Robinson or Laken or whomever, That points directly to Nick Caserio. I mean, this is he's blinded by, I don't know if it's loyalty, professional nepotism, whatever it is. This is not solely a Nick Kelly and Cole Popovich and Laken Tomlinson and you go down the list, Jerry Saplinski and they are symptoms of the bigger problem. The bigger problem is what Nick Caserio did to make this offense and fix this offense, which clearly he has not.
Yeah, I mean, this is a patent failure. You went from a team in 2023 that had you know, that jumped out early, jumped out well beyond, I think, expectations early on for this team. And you go, oh, there's something here. 2024, you go and you get aggressive. You go and acquire free agents. You go and look at this team and say, hey, we're going to try and take that next step up. And in some ways, you are, but obviously the offense clearly was not good enough. And this was a inflection point of a season. And this game was the inflection point of that inflection point.
Mm-hmm.
And the big takeaway from that was you made poor decisions. You didn't make enough of the good decisions that you did make. And ultimately, you were not on the same play. Like, on that same field, those teams were not on the same level.
Yeah.
In many different ways. Obviously, you could talk about talent. I think discipline comes up. Let's talk about that at some point because, look, there's smoke that goes all the way around for this team. And then you got outcoached. And a lot of that comes back to the buck stopping at the general manager who has charge of the direction of this team.
Mm-hmm.
And D'Amico Ryans will get his as well because I think that there's questions to be asked about where D'Amico Ryans is as a game manager and as a coach. Because
yeah.
a lot of the things that we credit to coaches looked really, really poor on this Monday night.
They didn't look prepared.
No.
It looked like they were still on the bye week.
Figure they had 15 days. And then they put Dari Agunbowale back there for pass protection.
Yeah, that's what I was saying when I talked about the things that we know that don't work. Hey,
let's go back to week one.
Dari, third down back, was back in action in this game.
The rotating guards. They had 15 days. You bring back Dari Agunbowale, you're still rotating guards. You have Braxton Berrios for God knows what reason, drafted by the Patriots, by the way, and seems to be a New England type guy anyway. You had that 15 days. Offense, same. Offensive line, same.
John, we got 4 hours. We can get back to that. If you want to get to the Casario personnel thing also.
Yeah.
Hey, where was Nick Chubb after a while? And to be fair, I don't know if this was particularly the great game for his type of skill set. However, I think that points back to assuming that this organization knew that the Joe Mixon thing was going to go as it would, which honestly, it felt like they did. Nick Chubb, Woody Marks was basically what they put together for this running back room. And you see how Woody Marks was out there struggling by his lonesome to try and get this done. And it just, there was not going to be enough support there for that to happen. There's a lot of frustration, rightfully so, with this Texas team as they lose what was ostensibly a one score game, but did not feel like that. And as far as tests go, that's definitely a fail, Bubba. Definitely a fail on this Monday. 2-4 are the Houston Texans, well behind the AFC leading Indianapolis Colts, and it's getting late early, man. It's getting late early.
Come on, guys. It's just week seven.
Just week seven, huh, Fig? From the 832, hey, guys, can we talk about the Rockets? With pleasure. Today is also, in addition to being a Reaction Tuesday, it's opening day for basketball and particularly for your Houston Rockets. What are you looking forward to? What are you interested in this opening matchup with the Oklahoma City Thunder? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about a team that has hope. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What you don't know is in that clip, the whiff was the offense. That's what woke it up. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, Reaction Tuesday after a pretty embarrassing loss in front of the hoes, as we would say on this program, 27-19.
Man, nah, the hoes were sleep.
The late night hoes.
Nah, they were sleep.
The best kind.
They went to bed. They had to work in the morning.
Brother, I mean, they ain't go to bed before 9. They saw the first part, and that was enough.
Yeah, they saw the first quarter. They saw like, yeah, I got to work in the morning.
They saw that immediately. There's plenty of conversation to be had about this game. And you know what? I would like to avoid it because it is a opening night.
It's basketball season, guys.
NBA. NBC are the operative letters too.
Yeah, NBA on NBC is where at 6:30 you'll be able to see your Houston Rockets, number 2 seed in the West last year, with the addition of one Kevin Durant, one of the 25 greatest players of all time by a lot of very well-esteemed metrics and very easily higher. Like, I think you could make the argument top 10 player of all time. Mm-hmm. We don't need to do that in this moment. What we need to do is look towards this really fun matchup with all the narratives that exist between the Houston Rockets and the number one team in the West last year, the reigning champions, the Oklahoma City Thunder. In fact, because there's the additional narrative of Steven Adams and Kevin Durant are returning back to a place that they kind of helped build up into its early portions of being a strength there in Oklahoma City. Obviously, this is a new era headed by SGA. But what are you most interested and intrigued to see in this matchup tonight for the Rockets?
Well, not just the starting lineup. I want to see how they use the rotations, the Rockets. We know they're going to go big, the skyline lineup, as I like to call it. Some people are calling it the jumbo. But not just like that, but how they use it. You know, they all say who ends the game, all that stuff. Reed Sheppard, of course, is going to be big.
Pick one and we could talk about it.
Yeah,
man Speed ran all of them.
No, I'm saying, but what I'm looking forward to is not just the starting lineup, which is getting a lot of run. It's how they implement other things along with that. You know what I mean? And how Reed Sheppard fits in and now some of these others.
I'm with you on the Reed Sheppard, and we can easily start there. Reed Sheppard, number 3 overall pick the previous season, didn't get all that much burn. We know that. You brought him in at a time where you absolutely needed three-point shooting. You probably could still use some three-point shooting, but this is, you know, a highly utilized draft pick, and he has not had the opportunity now. What does the opportunity look like, especially as he gets more burn? We saw him in Atlanta in that final preseason game last week, and he was confident, and he was on a heater. And for me, the big thing is, how does it look like now that I think we're assured that he is going to be the point guard of the bench mob, right?
Yeah.
You know what the starters are going to be, and if you don't,
or a starter.
It is the big lineup of Amen Thompson, essentially at the point guard of sorts, Kevin Durant as the biggest two guards you've ever seen in your life, Jabari Smith Jr., Alperen Şengün, who I imagine is actually going to be your offensive hub, and then Steven Adams. That's your starting five, which means the likes of Tari Eason and Reed Sheppard and maybe Clint Capela. I'll be interested to see if he's in the rotation. But those guys are going to be coming off the bench. And those two that I mentioned are probably the earliest ones up off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the idea of, what does Reed Sheppard look like against the second unit when he gets to come in? Is that going to offer him the opportunity to be the flamethrower that he can be, coming with confidence? And I think that might put him opposite, if memory serves, possibly Cason Wallace. And that's going to be a fun challenge early on because Casey Wallace is a dogged defender, and he has a similar size. But he's so I'm interested to see how that looks. But if Reed Shepherd could come out and really take hold of that bench mob point guard role, I'll be excited to
see
it.
One of the extensions of that, and this is one of the reasons why, and I'm not like, you know, pounding my fist on the table like it was the last segment, that Reed Shepherd needs to run this team or anything. I just think he's going to be a bigger part of it. One of the biggest reasons why is, I shouldn't say worry, but I'm intrigued to see if this Rockets offense is an actual offense that can be run from the point guard position. Because right now, we're all saying it, hey, you need a bucket, give it to Kevin Durant. Well, that's not necessarily, I mean, it's an offense, but it's not like an offense that you can run and do several things off of. You can with Reed Shepherd handling the ball. You know, there's more, you got to suspect there'll be more movement, more opportunities for Durant off ball, more opportunities for everybody off ball. So I'm just kind of like, the offense, you don't want it to be like, okay, we need a bucket all the time. Let's go to Kevin Durant. That could be problematic.
No, and I shout out to Kelly Eco of Yahoo Sports, kind of wrote a best case, worst case scenario for every team in the NBA. And when it came to the worst case scenario, now, of course, this is for the entirety of the season, but it could manifest itself early, is it possible that they struggle to find the offensive identity that they should clamor for?
Yes.
And does it end up being kind of Kevin Durant really centric? Does that end up looking right? I don't think that Reed Shepherd ends up being the answer early, or ends up is not the right word, but is the answer early on. I think that it very much is going to be Alperen Şengün. But even then, that's going to be an interesting thing. How well does Alperen Şengün operate in offense, especially against a team that is long, lanky, rangy, and known to get into passing lanes and steal the basketball? Is this going to get up and down because of, you know, the lack of a true point guard necessarily, or even like a true initiator that's going to run offense that's really, really
exactly
well in this game?
That's exactly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Exactly what I'm curious about. Exactly. Like, you know, this team's issue last year was an offense, was a half-court offense. We all know in the NBA, you have to have that ultimately. Now, you can have Amen Thompson, you know, doing his thing at a very high level. You know, obviously, this is not any criticism of him at all. But at some point, you know, you're going to have to sort of bog down and run, you know, run some schemes, run some actions, as they like to say, to be able to get that bucket and not just rely on one thing. So that I'm very interested in. Also, just very interested in you know, the early return, Thunder and Rockets. You know, these are two of the best teams in the Western Conference. They're both, you know, expected to be very, very high, finish very high and threaten. So I want to see how they just kind of play. It's banner night. You know, all that good stuff in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that'll be a fun, like, view of this. I want to see just, like, how motivated KD is by this particular environment, right? Getting to go back to a place where his career started in a way. Obviously, he started in Seattle, but very quickly, that team moved to Oklahoma City. And see what his reception is, because he's not doing the thing where he came back during the cupcake era. You remember when Russell Westbrook was getting on him, calling him cupcake, all that type of stuff? I wonder if that softened it all. But more so because the Thunder are a fantastic dribble penetration team with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams. I'm interested to see how this defense is, because I think it hasn't been talked about a lot. It's just, oh, the Rockets are good at defense. They're big, long, lanky, which all those things are true. But when they've gone into the zone, which is going to be primarily what you do with the big lineup, teams have been able to get into the middle of it. Teams have been able to get into them a little bit. And I'm interested to see how well this big lineup actually plays defensively against the Oklahoma City Thunder team that's not incredible offensively, but they do incredibly well. I want to see just how solid this defense looks early on, because we're kind of taking it as a foregone conclusion that this defense is going to be elite again, and I want to see that actually show itself on the court.
Yeah, how are they going to handle floaters, back cuts, and good cross court passes? That's how you beat the zone. And I think those are all things that are worth watching. The size and the shot blocking and ability to close is not going to be an issue. That's an Ime Udoka staple. But how they attack that defense again, you know, the floaters, the back cuts, the alley oops, and the cross court passes that keep that defense moving, that's going to be something to watch.
And I hope for a close game.
You do?
Because I want to see what hand the ball to KD in big moments.
Oh, that's true.
Because this is not quite a playoff environment. However, opening night gives you a bigger kind of environment and feel than anything else you'll get before Christmas, right? And luckily, or unluckily, depending on how you view it, the Rockets are in a place where that building is going to be rowdy. Just generally, it's a small building, and it's kind of Midwest folks as opposed to kind of some of the bougie East Coastal elite of sorts, or coastal elite.
They ain't got nothing to do.
Right.
They're
in there. They're one of the few places.
They get there 5 hours early.
They're one of the few places in all of the NBA and all the sports that actually gets into that arena and puts on the shirts, right? They are in on the – so it's going to be loud in there.
They stand up until they make a basket.
100%, right? They might as well be a college team in there. So I'm excited if you can get an opportunity to get the early returns on. How does this how does it look closing wise compared to what you had previously? Right, you brought in KD in some ways to be, hey, what does the closer look like? I just kind of want to see it. In addition to hearing round ball
raw, that is absolutely true.
Seeing all the fun of an NBA on NBC, it's going to be an absolute blast tonight. I'm booking it, or I'm writing it in pen on the front end, and I'll have even more fun, and you should have fun with me, because I'll be at Little Woodrow's in Edo at 6 p.m. to get ready for this game. Courtesy of Michelob Ultra, it's the Houston tip-off watch party. They got ticket giveaways. The cheerleader will be out there. The mascot will be out there. Should be a lot of fun. So come out and say what's up and hang out. Somebody said, did anyone go to John Carroll on the Rockets? I cannot tell you that for certain. I will put that on John Lopez, who is the John Carroll detector.
And Patriots.
I will allow him to
we need to find a list of every celebrity or athlete that went to John Carroll and just kind of judge him.
You have homework, John Lopez.
They're all with the Texans.
Someone said, for the love of the Almighty, please don't let us down, Rock. I don't think is there anything the Rockets could do in game one that would let you down?
No. This is the like you said, litmus test.
Like, this is just early returns on what is an 82-game season. I'm just excited to finally see it on the hardwood. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day coming up next. And again, we're just letting the frustration flow. 713-572-4610. What are your Texans triggers? What are the things that you hear related to or just from the Texans that just set you off? Let's talk about that next. Disgusting 27-19 loss on Monday Night Football, the final doubleheader of the season. And of course, it was fitting. Like, that felt poetic for getting rid of the Monday Night Football doubleheaders, was that type of football game where I am surprised. Did we get a we're close in this in the post game? I'm trying to remember if I was
like, I don't remember that one.
The reason why, because I was anticipating it. Like, mm-hmm. I was watching this game like, oh, here's, it's a one score game, so we're going to get a we're close, aren't we? Which if that's your answer, it would very much fit to the question of the day. What are your Houston Texans triggers at this point? What are the things that you see or you hear from the Texans that just send you into a fit of rage? I'm hoping that this works one way where it's like it's a little bit of a woo-saw. We can get it out. Mm-hmm. And I hope it's not the other way where it just makes us mad again.
Yeah.
We'll see what it looks like by the end of this. 713.
Good luck with that.
572-4610 is the number.
We just got to clean some things up.
Yeah, oh, there's one.
That's mine.
There's one.
Which is just deeply, deeply frustrating when you watch this game. And they're
the house ain't dirty. We just got to clean some things up.
There is a preponderance. I feel like I have to use unnecessarily big words to make it or my other favorite way of describing there's just way too many of these, an orgy of evidence.
Yeah.
That you guys were deeply unprepared for this game. How in the hell in week 7, after all, coming off of a bye, mm-hmm. after all the times that you've had penalties and issues and said that we just need to clean it up and we're going to drill it and these guys know what they're supposed to do, how in the hell do you come out and have the number of penalties?
10, right?
10 for 105 yards in a game like this. How in the hell does that happen again?
See, he's triggered.
Someone on the text line said, I like Mad Reginald. I don't. It's not fun. I don't like this.
John Carroll University.
Yeah, that one's free. Clearly
there's a trigger.
You Man. Went, you pulled the entire first segment. You did the thing like, if you're driving in the car and someone decides, I'm taking us both with us, and just tugged at the steering wheel just off of the strength of John Carroll University.
It wasn't the intent. It just kind of happened.
That's a nice school, too, man.
I'm sure it's a great school. You know their famous alumni? I looked it up for you, Figgy.
Oh, you did your homework early?
I did it.
Who is it?
Don Shula is a John.
He's rolling over in his brain. That man know football.
Dominique Mociano from the Olympic 1996 Olympic team, a gymnast. Tim Russert, Meet the Press. And who was the other one? Marcelo Hernandez from Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
So that's about the yeah. that's about the extent of it.
I'm sure they know football too, right?
I'm surprised they're not on the staff. Marcelo Hernandez, director of operations.
Hey, no, just wait.
He could be the chaplain.
He could be the chaplain.
Hey.
Or be the comedian.
Hey. Yeah,
that's right. He'd be the hype guy.
He'd be in there telling jokes.
With the boombox coming out of the tunnel.
Or no, after a loss, he could be in there cracking jokes. Try to lighten the locker room up a little bit.
So Texans triggers, another one for me is, and this was said last night, death by 1,000 cuts. How about just a hatchet? How about just like, you know, hatcheting them and running and moving the ball in big chunks?
Yeah. I mean, because the thing about it is you got to get to 1,000 cuts for it to be death. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just like, this is annoying.
Yeah.
Right. Like I have suffered a few paper cuts.
Yeah.
This is annoying. And that's what that offense looked like. A few paper cuts to the Seattle. I mean, you're watching that football game, and I'll ask this as a question, even though we all know what the answer was. Did you get any feeling or indication that Mike McDonald or any of the other decision makers mm-hmm. with that Seattle Seahawks team was worried in the slightest that the Texans would put up points?
Not in the least bit.
Nope.
Even though they were doing their darndest to change momentum.
I thought their biggest mistake last night was obviously Cooper Kupp throwing that intercept. Yeah. I thought they was just messing around at that point. Like, all right, we got this game in the back. Let's get cute. This is like Ohio State versus Ohio. And just say, all right, let's just get cute on 4th and 18 and try to do something cute.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like that was their moment right there.
What is your Texans trigger? When I heard CJ say that last night, he said death by 1,000 cuts. I thought to myself, hand of God, them or you? Them or you, death by 1,000 cuts. It's crazy.
Yeah, one that pops up once in a while here, but kind of the same bloodline. And this was a little back during the Bill O'Brien days, but this one.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I hear relative,
goes back.
Yeah, I just, ugh. Skin crawl.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm too much of a dork to be mad at that because I'd be saying stuff like that. You know what I mean? So,
but this is a Patriots thing though, man. Just that, you know, relative to.
Yeah,
I'm just like, oh God.
You're not wrong in that, but I'd be saying things similar, and I feel like I'd be way too hypocritical to throw that rock and hide my hand on that one. Somebody said we got to play complimentary football. So tired of hearing that. And it's not because the complimentary football is wrong. It's because how in the hell are you continuing to miss the opportunity? Because the opportunities to do this.
Yeah.
I understand the want and the desire to run play complimentary football. If that's the way that you want to handle it, you did not build a team for complimentary football.
No, you're right. Because the offense is not doing its part. Oh, that was what he said last night too. But somebody texted Aziz.
Yes.
I could see where Aziz is a trigger. You know, they love him. He's the leader. He's the heartbeat. And then when he hit that guy and drove him to the ground out of bounds, I literally...
That guy being the quarterback?
Yeah.
Sam Darnold?
I said, of course that was Aziz.
The first thing I said, what is you doing?
Of course it was him.
Because, like, sincerely, last year, I'm with Seth. Like, Seth made this point this morning, and I was like, preach, Pope Zaza, right? Yeah. I have been one who has been fairly defensive of Aziz. I'm like, hey, man, yeah, there's some things, but it's like, hey, he just plays on the edge of the line. That one was just a bridge too far for me. Mm-hmm. And you want to know why? Yeah, you get the penalty because you did that. Like, you drove him into the ground on the sideline. If you do that in the field of play, they're throwing the penalty.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This isn't a lack of awareness on the field. This is a lack of awareness of, why are you going so far here?
Yeah. And I kept seeing people say, he was finishing the tackle. No, that's a quarterback, man. You can't finish the tackle on the damn quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And I think he said when he was asked about it, he didn't hear the whistle until after he got him to the ground. Well, you don't do it like that.
Dog, just bear hug him.
If that was
until
Patrick
they blow
Mahomes,
the whistle,
you'd
man.
Have been banned from the league.
Yeah, just bear, just hold the man.
Sent to Siberia.
Yeah.
Throw him in the gulag.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's see some other ones. They said it used to be just took what the defense gave us. Now look at you. You'd be happy to see someone take what the defense gave them. Oh, there was one that actually isn't something that the Texans said, but it was said about the Texans. Well, actually it was in a way, because during the postgame presser for CJ Stroud, one of the questions was about Titus Howard's comments about the offense being complacent to start. And that one nearly saw me throw my smartphone through the window in my apartment.
Yeah.
I was like, how many times do I have to hear about the offense being complacent? At what point are y'all going to find it within yourself to get geared up for the football game, which is the big crescendo of your week every single day of your job? Like, I don't understand how you end up coming into a game complacent or fixing your lips to say that y'all came into the game complacent, especially after a performance like that.
I say again, 15 days. You had 15 days to get ready. But how about this one as a trigger? Because it is for me. Flush this. We just have to flush this.
No, I think
it flushed itself.
The past is the past. We're looking forward.
Let that turd sit.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you gotta wreck it with this. Sometimes you gotta look. You know what
you
this is?
You gotta sit and look at it.
This ain't even like, you know what this is? And remember, I don't own a dog, but I know this is how it works. Sometimes you gotta take that dog and get up there and see, this is what you did.
This is what you did.
This is you right here. This you.
You did that.
Look at this.
Some dogs will eat it.
Apologies to anyone who might be getting an early lunch.
That's true.
Didn't mean to go there.
That's true.
A fair one that came in on the text line. Tired of hearing they some dogs, we some dogs, variation of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because this offensive line, not much dogged at this point. Like they were getting mauled. They were getting mushed.
Oh, Jake Andrews a couple of times.
Now, you know who can call himself a dog? Shout out to number 72, Tommy Togiai. Because that man looks great on the defense. Like, he looks great as a nose tackle, standing up to eating run blocks. I got to give him his praise.
Yeah.
According to ESPN, they say that's the strongest guy on the team. Yeah, one of the strongest guys on the team.
Hey, that's one where D'Amico was absolutely right. Did not go to John Carroll, by the way. Joe Mixon updates. Like, when they say, I'll let you know. When we find out or whatever,
that's pretty much, Dad, can we go to Disney World? I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I see.
We'll see.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
How long could you get away with tomorrow when your kids were young? Like, at what point was tomorrow? Because the beauty
they find out early.
Oh, you
the beauty
say
of having
tomorrow.
Young kids
yeah,
is that you say
early.
Tomorrow and
oh,
they just
tomorrow?
Be forgetting.
No, we will be all day that day to talk about, I can't wait tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Probably like 3 or 4 is about.
My parents had to say one day.
One day.
One day.
One day.
And can you give me D'Amico Ryan 7 here? Because the text line got to one of the ones that gets me. And it's really not just the Texans. However, it feels like you're not leveling with me is the reason why it's frustrating. D'Amico Ryans was asked about that Aziz play on the sideline, and this was his response.
I would have to look at the play to see what happened. I saw it as the tackle started in bounds, so I got to look at it and see why is it a call.
Level with me, dog. Level with me, man. Like, I understand some circumstances. Like, hey, there's more stuff that probably happened that meets the eye from my vantage point. I can maybe get you with you. Level with me here. You know damn well what happened on that play.
We got to check the tape. You know, we got to look at the film.
Level with me here.
Look at the film. Thank you. That's right. Another good one.
Keep them coming in.
I don't know if you guys checked the film out.
Yeah, we're gonna try and just exercise some demons for ourselves as we continue here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where the other Monday night game was quite interesting, although is this a death knell to one of the teams that played last night? We'll talk about that more next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.